Today at Quality Nam, November 25th, today has been a wonderful day. 40 senior citizens came. My being a senior citizen myself here on the beautiful garden island of Kauai was a wonderful reunion. We love all of our visitors. A young couple also came. The lady was very strong. The man, not quite so dynamic. And they were just going to get married. Gave a little bit of advice. I told him, if you listen to everything she has to say, you will have a happy marriage. Usually it's the other way around. But these days, women are raised like men, and often men are raised like women. It's a crazy time in which we live. We have to be alert to it every day. Here at Quality Nam, and seeing you in our cyberspace ashram keeps us on our toes doing these programs every day. We have Isan Katir and his son Karti here helping in the library with art archives. And we appreciate Isan for doing this very meticulous, careful organizing of priceless art that came from South India, a lifetime of collection from Rajam in Chennai. His son Karti is 8 years old, but more like a 12-year-old. He is scanning into digital format black and white art from the same great artist, lifetime collection of all of his sketches before he creates the painting. And we're creating a new CD for the Hindu world, black and white line drawings for their various publications. Thank you, Kartikeya. We really appreciate it. And at 8 years old, you are doing very, very much mature work. We have a question here, another question from San Diego, a live inquiring city. Itishwara asks about psychic hearing, hearing voices from the other side. Well, I want to tell you that this is a siddha, an accomplishment that psychic people may work many, many years to tune in and develop a nerve current, a very special nerve current called a nadi on the right side of the head to actually listen to people talking to them who are in the Pretaloka and Taraloka, not in the Shivaloka, because that comes from the top of the head. Also, occasionally people in a weakened state about to pass on are coaxed along by a welcoming committee, making them feel like there is somebody on the other side to greet them and to welcome them. Now, if in their subconscious mind they do not know anything about the inner worlds and the people that live in the inner worlds and thrive in the inner worlds and are educated in the inner worlds for their next birth, they may be quite disturbed by hearing voices talking to them, coming unbidden. And of course, the psychiatrists have all kinds of names for this. But the yogic mystics know it to be a fact, and there are many who get their inner direction from within. My Satguru Yogaswami has always said, follow inner orders from divine guidance from within. Everyone has guardian devas or guardian angels helping them if they're good people. If they're bad people, they have a guardian asuras or guardian devils goading them into doing harmful things. So it's a very good sign that this is happening. And great confidence will come to souls going through this experience, whether they understand it or not, because their inner mind, their soul, it knows what's going on. Here in our cyberspace ashram, we encounter many different states of consciousness daily. And our motto is, take care of all the little problems so that no big problem occurs. And that can be your motto too. Anything that comes up during the day that is not harmonious, straighten it out before you go to bed at night. Even if you have to stay up an extra hour or two. Even if you have to stay up an extra hour or two, clear the air so you can go to bed without marks or vasanas, as they are called in Sanskrit, in your mind. Visit Cyberspace Ashram again tomorrow, and we'll be seeing you, and you'll be seeing and feeling me, and we'll make progress on the spiritual path together.